Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
It's Thursday. It's the Luke and Pete show. We're talking battery brands. We're talking Pete, and we're talking Vish is joining us for the second show of the week. How the devil are you, sir?
I'm very well. Very well indeed.
There's the conceit that we've brought Vish back for a Thursday, but we're actually recording it on a Monday. It's fine, though. We've got emails. We've got loads of things to talk about. There's enough news stories to get us through. Maybe I'll bring in some artificial intelligence, Patrick Stewart.
Hi, Pete.
It's very, very weird.
I did think about affecting my voice in a Thursday manner.
Yeah.
What would I do?
What are you doing on Wednesday night? What are you going to sound like on Thursday?
Because I reckon by Thursday it'd be quite upbeat, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
It'd be a coming,
nearly
coming
the freaking weekend. Yeah,
yeah,
brilliant, yeah.
But it's like Mondays. What am I like on Mondays? who likes Mondays? Not me.
This weekend I'm going to the zoo again. I went to the zoo for my 40th, which was like 3 weeks ago. And then this weekend I'm going to the zoo again to stay, which is what I did 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that did look a lot of fun, so, actually.
Yeah, was it? Yeah, I'm doing it again because we spoke about it on the show before. Somebody had bought tickets for their family, couldn't go because of a dog situation, so I bought the tickets off them. And so I'm going to be the guy who's going to the zoo for the second time in 3 weeks, which is the sort of thing you should be locked up for, in my opinion.
Yeah, it does seem like you're casing the joint.
I'm going to steal a capybara, which would be very, I think they'd be very placid in the back of a Fiat 500, quite frankly, with L plates. Just get a little collar for it. Like, tie it up.
Oh, lovely. I thought you were swinging it around. Yeah. Can they be quite vicious?
I think they give you a nasty nip.
Oh, because they have little funny teeth.
Little sort of beavery sort of teeth. So, yeah. Lovely, lovely little guys, though. You can actually legally just have them. Like, it's not like...
Can you?
They're classically... They're just a rodent, but they're just fucking massive. You just need a lot of grass for them and a lot of ground. But if I ever had... like, a proper kind of estate, that's what I'd definitely go for. Just have capybaras just running around.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Very easy to deal with.
Yeah, it'd be like little Ewoks, won't they?
Yes, lovely. Yeah, they'll be wearing waistcoats because I'd be out in the sticks. But yes,
like little snook players.
Yes, lovely. Why has nobody done like a capybara kind of dogs playing pool kind of picture?
Yeah.
Ah, so I would love to see. Any artists out there? Luke and Peter is one of those shows that I do a show for called Abroad in Japan, where I sort of course with this lad who lives in Japan. He's like a sort of English J vlogger who just sort of walks around going, look, isn't this mental? This is mad living here. And that's the whole thing. And that's the whole conceit. But we get drawn quite a lot. People draw us quite a lot. Like, and I know, like, the Luke and Pete running order, I think producer Nat drew a lovely picture of me and Luke, but I think that's the only drawing out there of me and Luke. But people on the Abroad in Japan podcast, they just draw us in, like, anime styles, kind of manga styles and stuff.
Ooh.
Have you ever been drawn before?
No.
In a complimentary, organised manner? Just
drawn from afar. No, I haven't. I think I find that quite personal, being drawn.
Yeah.
I've never been drawn before.
Yeah.
My partner used to do live action drawing?
I guess. What do you mean? As in like life drawing?
Life drawing, that's
right,
it.
Okay.
Yeah. So she would be the model and then people would...
Oh, right, okay.
Because it was quite a good way to make a bit of money.
Yeah, definitely.
I didn't ask her how much more she did of that. So I was, okay. But we have one of We have a good one of her in our living room.
Nice, okay, cool.
Which, when my parents come round, I don't think they know exactly what it is.
Right, okay, so is it a demure Titanic-style chaise longueuse situation, or...?
No, it's from the side.
Right, good,
and it's really well done. Mm. I mean, I recognise it, but I've forgotten about it now, but now that my parents... Sorry, I've forgotten about it now that my parents come in... But I remember when we first put it up, when my parents came round, I was like, oh my God.
That's you.
Are they going to clock it? And to be fair, my mum's the type of person who will register that something's awkward and not talk about it.
Oh, that is perfect.
Yeah, so
perfect
maybe I wouldn't know.
Behavior, right.
Yeah, but she does know a lot of stuff that I thought she didn't know.
Okay, anything that you can broadcast?
Well, just the kind of, I suppose, just all the basic things you do when you're young where you think, I've gotten away with this. And, you know, from being pissed to just like general hijinks and being like, no, I've just really styled this out.
Right, okay.
And then one day, my mum doesn't drink much, but every now and again when she does, she'd be like, by the way, I know about this. Just to keep me honest.
Like, yes, no, please.
I know, yeah.
Lovely.
You might want to get her right.
I just like the fact that I think I would always get away, because my dad got away with being pissed all the time. And I don't think my mum really knew. I found it excruciating because he'd be very chatty and want to know about your day and be interested in you. I'm like, you're only doing this because you're beating the pub. Get out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to play the Amiga video game Pushover with Colin Quaver. And he would annoy me, but my mum would never really sort of have a problem with it. And so I think when I would come home absolutely steaming, I would sort of pretend to yawn like this so I didn't really have to form words properly. Oh, mother, I'm so tired. And it's like, pretend I wasn't absolutely steaming. So not a bad technique, kids, if you want to get away with being absolutely hammered.
Yeah, that is quite a good one, because I would always go down the route of your dad.
Mm.
I'd always be like...
Just be pissed all the time.
Yeah.
I'd just be really interested in something.
But yeah, but, I mean, that was my defence mechanism. It
right.
was like, Mum, how's your day? She'd be like, fuck off. I don't give a shit. I was like, yeah, how are you? Your dad, you well? Are you well, Dad?
Are you having a nice time, Father? Oi, oi, oi. Hey, June 21st. Last days of Rome. Everything's going to be opening up again. They're going to be opening nightclubs and places where you can dance. Weddings. What's that about? How are we going to go back to normal? June 21st, how it's going to be like the Roaring Twenties. Is it the Roaring Twenties or the... I can't remember what it was. After the war, everyone went absolutely demented with fun and hedonism.
Yeah, I suppose it would be, but then... Although one thing I have noticed in the, you know, I suppose since the start of last week now, was how quickly things have gone back to normal. So after Five Aside on Friday, we went to the pub after and we only got a table outside because we were late, but inside was basically the same. Mm. Beyond putting a mask to get up and go to the bathroom, you know, people were kind of around tables and then, yeah, it just seemed kind of normal and people were like... You're able to get close. And there were a couple of people on, I think it was on Saturday when I was out. I went out a lot last week, geez. Just accidentally. But you noticed quite a few people who were on dates, which is
right.
Quite cool.
Oh, nice. That's cool.
And there was a sense that, like, I would say generally I've got a good date radar.
Mm.
I reckon I'd be able to tell, you know, whether it's maybe not right down to an exact number, but like this is clearly early on, or like they're clearly... all over each other, because it's out of that kind of like 5-6 date sweet spot or whatever.
Speak for yourself, Vish.
But there was a sense, when was it also on Saturday, I think, where I was like, oh, I don't know. Because there's a lot of making up for lost time. A lot of people have been on Zoom dates.
Yes.
A lot of people might have like bubbled together and kind of gone that way. So, no, it's interesting. I think the dynamic's going to completely change. Mm.
I just can't wait for dancing to come back. I'm probably not going to go dancing, but... it's just nice to know that it's an option at the end of an evening. Karaoke bars.
Yeah.
Dancing.
They're often quite like dancing, and certainly clubs, I've always found a really good leveler, because sometimes you'd go too far and you'd want to dance and kind of expend that booze in some way.
Mm.
But my main fear is that, like, I think I'm an all right dancer and I'm massively into hip hop.
Mm.
So that's generally the route that I go down at a certain time.
Oh, what, but you go to a serious hip hop club?
Not a serious one, but there are some which aren't full of posers, I suppose.
Yeah, okay, nice.
Where it's just basically a bar that plays really good hip hop music that people just dance around in.
Cool.
But I haven't done it in so long that I think I wonder if I'm just properly rusty, and maybe I'm at the age where you just don't get it back.
Right. Okay.
So there's a little bit. There's a tinge of anxiety there about
that. Did you sort of do dancing when you were a kid? Did you sort of do?
No, not really.
Get your lino out.
I was like,
spare a lino.
No, no, not that kind of stuff. I had a mate who's a really good break dancer, but it just got really annoying because we'd be at a club when we were younger. And he'd start breakdancing, and people would have to move out of the way.
Yeah, it's impressive, but there has to be more than one person doing it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just showing off. Like, I know it's all showing off, but yeah, and it's very impressive when it happens, but I can see everyone else's, and it's usually lads' eyes looking at the breakdancer going, fucking showing.
Yeah.
I could probably do that if I had no friends. I was just going to be square and line. I was just hung out under an underpass with them. Spray painters.
Men are the worst, aren't they?
We're the absolute worst. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Just horrible jealousy. Needless jealousy. Oh, yeah, yeah. Obviously, we probably should have talked about this on Monday, but over the weekend, Eurovision happened. Big deal, obviously. I'm always surprised how into Eurovision everyone is, though this year I came back from the pub and it was sort of still going on and they announced the winner. Italy won. Very strangely dressed men and women. and quite an underwhelming song. Have you heard the Italy song?
You know what, I haven't.
It's very like, it's like the band, who did Jet? Are You Gonna Be My Girl? It's a bit that. It's a bit like, oh God, this is trash. And I don't normally have a strong opinion about it, but I remember thinking, yeah, it's pretty poor, actually.
Yeah, because I didn't watch this Eurovision, but I mean, I caught up on the drama. Twitter's great for that, isn't it? Gives you all the information you need to know without giving you the actual information of what's going on. But the, I've always found Eurovision is primarily just trash. And then every now and again, you're like, that's pretty good. Yeah, that's really catching. I can imagine being...
Yes.
In that country, out and listening to that song.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I can understand this. I didn't realise, though, that one of the stipulations was that they all have to be unsigned acts.
Is that true? Oh, is that true then? So right. So that's why we don't get like big hitters. Oh, well, we do get big hitters, don't we? Oh, they don't have to have a current, they can't have a current record contract.
Exactly, yeah.
Right.
So Blue did it a few years ago for Great Britain.
Yeah, it's the UK. Yeah.
But is it the UK or Great Britain?
Oh, I don't actually know, actually. I think it might be the United Kingdom, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they, so Blue represented the UK or Great Britain because they were unsigned, which is quite sad. Actually.
That is,
they had you to wouldn't leave. Want to be admit. You wouldn't want to admit that. Oh, we qualify for Eurovision.
Well, I think what was our big winners? I think it was Gina G and also Katrina and the Waves, who I think had a hit in the '80s, and obviously they kind of went off. But you'd think we would find some acts who haven't been signed, who don't have a current contract. They would sort of be able to sort of. We should be able to find someone better than the ones that we've got. If you know what I mean, someone will have another tilt at glory, surely.
Yeah, I think Cascada was originally a Eurovision entry.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that's decent. They're pretty big things.
Yeah. So I've always wondered if it was a route for, you know, someone could use it as a platform in that way. But apparently
that's not. Yet.
No, it didn't happen to Blue again, did it?
Yeah, but the guy was looking at a piece of... I think he was looking at a broken glass on the floor, I happen to. And the more I watch it, the more I sort of get my, you know, slow it down and, you know, do like a long YouTube viewing of it. Kind of, I think he was probably looking or surveying a glass. Because it would be a ballsy and weird thing to do on a table, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So the one thing I think that makes him look more guilty is the person he sat to his right.
Ate a bowl of cornflakes afterwards. Really hungry.
Just kept messing around with his teeth. But the guy...
Talking about very next day, let's start a band. Dave, you'd be great, mate. Let's start a band. Come on. Yeah, so the guy next to him does give him a nudge.
But I wonder if he gives him a nudge to be like, oh, we're on camera.
Yeah, we're on camera,
like,
yeah, yeah.
We're all clapping and posing on camera.
Yes.
You need to stop looking down and look up. And yeah, because so when he goes to do what people... when he goes to do the phantom bump, as it were, yeah, he obviously looks like he's doing it. But then I was having a conversation with a mate who... does partake in those activities.
Eurovision.
He's
unsigned. He's an unsigned.
Yeah, he's an unsigned act. But the jeopardy of having it so close to the edge of the table
Is he going to lose it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine anyone else at the party will have any.
But it was also, so their explanation of it afterwards didn't help because they were so against it that people would have thought, right, women, they just compensate.
Yeah, there was I will get a drug test. I will do this. Yeah, it's yeah. And also, it didn't look like he was using a straw. He would just be jamming his face into it, which is like a Tony Montana kind
of. Exactly.
It's a hell of a flex, isn't it? Wow.
But the I saw their they posted an apology, didn't they?
Yes, sorry you thought I did drugs.
But it was said, instead of like they said they'd be up for being tested, but instead of tested they said tasted. And I just thought, well, it's been that kind of night. You put yourself forward for anything. Then.
Yeah. Might numb the mouth. You never know. A lot of lidocaine in there. Right, so we're going to take a short break. We've got some emails. There's a battery brand. We're doing battery brands. Vish, you a big battery fan?
I like batteries. They're
very
quite useful.
That was the best I was going to expect from that.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
And we're back. It's a Luke Pete Show part two. Hope you enjoyed those adverts. Maybe a house ad in there as well, telling you about one of the fine other shows from the Stack stable. What's your favourite Stack show, Vish? Let's put you on the spot.
My favourite Stack show is probably not that, because I'm on it. I would say it's the Luke and Pete Show.
Correct answer. Every single week, we talk about battery brands. We've had some stormers in. It all started with, I think, Luke finding some interestingly named kind of third-party, kind of off-the-beaten-track batteries in a whatever he had, sex toy, I don't know, calculator, whatever. So every week we get people sort of coming to the table with new battery brands we might not have heard before. Wazim has come in with Pizcell. P-I-Z-C-E-L. Are you familiar with the Pizzelle brand? It doesn't sound very familiar. The problem is that the whole conceit of this whole, the whole kind of setup for this whole feature is that I've got to remember whether we've done this brand before. So whether it's a new player or not, it's right. Very much kind of like predicated on me remembering anything, which is very much not my bag and not my brand, to be quite frank. I'm relying on Luke for a lot of the heavy lifting. So Pizzelle, new player for you, Vish? Is it going on the list?
It rings a bell. Mm. Maybe I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to think, can I see it on the side of a battery?
Yeah.
And
you
can
see anything.
And maybe well, yeah.
Yeah.
There's something about it. It's a bit onomatopoeic, isn't it?
Yes, yeah.
And I was like, okay, I can imagine that as a battery.
Yeah. Power Flash, Sam. I don't think that's a new player, to be honest, Sam. And also Joseph Eddington sent in GP batteries. Now, Joseph, you've clearly not been listening for a very long time, because I think GP was the first battery we ever sort of looked at. So no, that's not going on the list. I'm very disappointed in you. Nick got in touch saying that I work in a research lab, and for some reason our office has a large box filled with old used batteries. Despite my initial confusion upon stumbling across this box of exhausted electrical juice, it actually makes sense given the nature of research and scientists. As soon as the word science or research is attached to a product, it suddenly becomes 10 times more expensive for no fucking reason. Case in point, half a litre of science grade water costs $50. $50 for some science grade water. Someone is absolutely making a killing out of that.
Well, it's the way that they sell distilled water as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's the ideal one that you want to use in your iron, for example, because it doesn't give off the...
Is it like, it doesn't have as much kind of like, it doesn't fur up or something? Is that how it works?
Well, it's the limescale residue.
Yes.
Obviously when
okay.
it evaporates and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
Similar to what you get on the inside of a kettle.
But can you not make it on? Can you not just
well,
put it through a Brita filter or something?
Yeah, right. You can, yeah. But it's something about buying it where you're like, right, this is official. So imagine like putting it in the fridge and taking a swig from it.
Yeah, exactly. It would be delicious, though. You wouldn't get your pipes filled up. My dad once, when he was in the Navy, he once made a cocktail for his friends, pouring metal polish through a loaf of bread to filter it. And then put the metal polish in some orange juice and... that was their night out liquor for the night.
What did that do to them?
My dad's blind now. I don't know. It just they were fine, but it wasn't particularly delicious. Don't try it at home, kids. But yeah, one of my dad's naval stories. So
the things you don't realise you would do if you were desperate.
If you were desperate. Yes, exactly.
Whether it's live on Eurovision or in the Navy.
I'm constantly watching that guy on YouTube where how he makes a kettle or how he makes fruit prison hooch in the toilet cistern. Like he's an ex-con. He's come out and he teaches YouTube viewers how to make hooch out of just fruit juice and bits of fruit and stuff.
Yeah.
Like ferment it in his toilet. It's not right. It's not right. Shall we hit some emails?
Why not?
Lovely. Do you want to do Justin's one? Kick us off?
Yes.
Lovely.
Control F, Justin.
That's the first one.
An only fools and horses question for Pete.
Mm. Okay.
I've let this stew for long enough and I'm finally writing in to ask you about this show. I'm an American and have never heard of Only Fools and Horses, and honestly, I don't even care about the show itself. What's been bothering me, though, is the title. It sounds to me like it's part of an aphorism or saying or a punchline to an old joke or something. It comes off like if you were to name a show Horseshoes and Hand Grenades, which only makes sense if you already know that old saying where it comes after close only counts in.
Yeah, so close only. Is it the horseshoe game where you throw horseshoes at the pegs?
Oh, I see. That's what that is.
Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. I think that's how it works.
Right, okay. I've never heard the words only fools and horses in that order in my life, so I've been finding it very discomforting these past several years, and I've finally had enough. I've just tried Googling it without success. Help me, Luke and Pete Show. You're my only hope,
yeah.
Justin.
Are you kind of like, were you a kind of fan of... I've just typed in only into Google. It suggested only fans. What's an only fools and horses only fans?
Only fans and horses. That'd definitely be a thing, wouldn't it?
Oh, lordy. Yeah, I'm thinking it must be like the lyrics, only fools and horses work is the actual full bit in the music. So it's like you're a fool if you work... And horses also work, so they're like, horses work, fools work, you shouldn't work, you should be a kind of like man about town selling bits and bobs.
Yeah, I'm sure I've heard it as a phrase, only fools and horses.
And
that was, I mean, that was the meaning that I ascertained from it, that it was something like, who does that? Oh, only fools and horses.
Yeah.
kind of thing.
That's
only
right.
It would put them through that kind of graph, that kind of, I think it's almost like meaningless graft. It's I suppose it's like wasted effort.
Yeah. Why not be a wheeler dealer like Del Boy?
Yes, exactly. I think that's the premise. Yeah,
yeah. But like, obviously, would it be okay for me to reveal on the podcast that your partner is American? Are there shows that she's just like, what the hell is this crap?
You know, weirdly not, because her mum is from Scotland, so she grew up with British comedy.
I see. Right.
So she has a lot of references that when we first met, I didn't realise. But I don't think she's seen Only Fools and Horses, but she'd be more aware of it than other Americans.
Right, okay, I see.
But it's funny because there are some new American shows. Like I'm a big fan of It's Only Sunny in Philadelphia. And she's from Philadelphia, wasn't really aware of the show.
Right.
Watches it and like finds bits of it funny, but the rest of it kind of goes over her head. Whereas, for example, let's say The Office, the UK Office, she watches, thinks it's funny, but she cringes massively. But she gets that sense of humour. She just finds it really cringeworthy and has to watch it between, the hands in her face.
As I get older, I can't stand cringy stuff. Like, I'm comfortable with The Office and the stuff I've already watched, but like stuff like Nathan For You. Have you seen that? Is Nathan Fielder? I can't remember his name now, but he goes out and he just does crazy stuff and sort of embarrasses himself and everyone around him. And I just can't watch the cringe anymore. It really sort of hurts me. But then I can watch Eric Andre because it's stupid. So I don't know. It's just certain kind of like slightly more highbrow cringe I can't watch, but I can watch a man just fucking spilling Fruit Loops all over the tube.
Yeah, I think it's that thing of... I was kind of the same because I used to watch Balls of Steel and think bits of that were funny. And then, I think I was looking for a sketch on there and I started watching a few clips of it on YouTube and I thought, basically you realise it's just punching down.
Yes, yeah.
And
I
was a bit like, oh, this is actually a bit rubbish.
I didn't mind, Alex who does a show, who hosts Clash of the Titles and another stack show, he was the quiz master on one of the sketches on Balls of Steel. And I didn't mind that because people who go on quizzes who think they're really good at quizzes get way too upset about it anyway.
Yes.
So I'm just like, I don't mind that. That's punching upwards for me.
Yeah, I do remember a couple of those and those were good. But there was somewhere it was like teaching... teaching foreigners English.
Right,
and
they
just
okay,
getting them
yeah.
to say offensive phrases
yeah,
in English, knowing they wouldn't know it.
And I was
like,
not,
that's a bit weak.
Right.
But I wonder if it's because you can differentiate that kind of cringe factor and know who the subject is and what the outcome is meant to be that... Yeah, sometimes it's just too much.
I got an email from, this will probably round us out, I reckon, because it's a good one, Matt in London. We got an email from him saying, afternoon, gents, following Monday's email about the dad who took a golf ball to the face, I wanted to share my own dad's sporting behaviour story. The scene is an under-15 Sunday league match. The pitch was predictably sodden after a overnight downpour. My dad is not a football fan, but owing to the fact that he has a 7-seater Jeep, he used to volunteer to drive myself and a bunch of the other lads to away games. The game was in full flow and my dad, as was the norm, was at the sidelines with the other parents, sipping from a flask of coffee and working his way through a pack of cigarettes. Sounds like a cool dad. The ball deflected out of play towards the sideline closer to the parents, with my dad being closer to where the ball would eventually end up. My dad tries to knock the ball back into play with a big old left peg swing, having never played football in his life. His standing leg gave way, he missed the ball completely, stumbled backwards, and he fell over the pitch side railings into a rather large puddle caused by the previous night's downpour. Cue every single player, parent, and the ref breaking out into absolute hysterics. My dad, dripping wet and embarrassed, didn't say a single word and marched back to the car park and got into the car.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Without a change of clothes, he decided to whack up the heating to dry off. With it being a cold winter's day, the combination of the heat and the condensation from the damp clothes caused the car to steam up almost immediately. Cue my dad repeatedly beating the horn in frustration for a good few minutes. The game ended soon after, and as we dived back into the car, it transpired that not only had he spilt his backup coffee flash during his rage, burning his legs, the rampant steering wheel beating had somehow deployed the airbag. I spent the rest of the afternoon in a freezing mechanic's garage whilst the car was sorted out. We drove him home in complete silence and I nearly passed out trying not to laugh. Keep the good work. All the best, Matt in London. Like, the impotent rage of a man anyway just beating the steering wheel because he spilt his coffee down his legs or whatever is fantastic.
But also after, you know, the reason he got back to the car himself, like that's a whole different story.
Yeah, yeah.
Two independently
he's
are very funny things.
He's mugged himself off three times. Very enjoyable. I find, I when you're sort of, I'm learning to drive, the seeing, looking down on your steering wheel, it says airbag. I mean, that could go off at any moment. I'm scared of taking an airbag to the face.
Yeah, so I, the Honda Jazz, I think it was a few years ago, was recalled because of an issue with the airbag.
Right, okay.
And I don't really know anything about cars beyond the one that I drive. And even then, I feel like I'm discovering new things about that. But, you know, I told my partner and I was like, oh, as if it was like a novelty thing. It's like, oh, look, it's been recalled. And she was like, that's deadly serious.
That goes off when you're on the motorway.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Yeah. You drive it off of work. Are you mad? Stop being an idiot about this. Stop waving in my face and go and get it done.
It's all right. I've had 9 coffees like that pilot.
But the, so it was only then that it dawned on me, like, the power, not just in front of me, but facing me.
Yeah.
It is aimed in my direction, yeah.
I'm just scared it might just go too big. What if it goes too big and takes my head off?
Because quite a lot of injuries in accidents where the airbag goes off has been because of the impact on the airbag itself.
Right. Oh, is that true? Or is that one of those things where it's like the seatbelts, they save more, they end more lives than they save, et cetera, et cetera. I want to be thrown clear of the car. Yeah. That was genuine argument when they came in.
Yeah, that's true. Although Caroline Cardo Perez's book, Invisible Women, which talks about how, I suppose, a lot of modern life is geared towards men, right down to health and safety.
Yes.
So, like, for example, you know, crash test dummies are built men rather than women. And there
So the seat belts and the airbags don't really kind of work for them as well? Or yeah. It's actually quite dangerous.
Yeah, so I think it's a seatbelt thing, which is the disparity between like average heights and stuff like that. But I think it's more due with the fact that if you were to headbutt your steering wheel, it would hurt a lot more than if you were to headbutt an airbag.
Yeah.
So it's almost that kind of...
Bit of a trade-off.
You're always going to be, you know, you're always going to be hurt.
It's not ideal, is it? It's not suboptimal having a car crash. But you kind of like... You forget or even aren't aware of, not you yourself, but like anyone, like how, what things have been tested on. You know, there's some kind of like deviation or kind of like very specific kind of issue for some people using certain technologies. And you'd go down to like even women's clothing, like they don't have pockets like frequently because kind of because I occasionally wear my partner's a robe and it's fucking annoying. It's too short and it doesn't have pockets. It's like, where do I put my phone for crying out loud? And then further than that, you've got like soap dispensers that don't work on dark skin, and you're like, because it's always been tested on people either from the Far East or white people, because that's just always the way the technology is tested, and it's a real issue. Like the blood oxygen testers, the little things you clip on your fingers, they're not as great with dark skin, because it's literally just, it just fires an infrared light through the skin. So it's shite, isn't it? It's a bit shit.
I didn't know about the hand dispenser thing, but I remember when my partner was buying jeans in the US, I think it's called Lucky Jeans, that was like where that's her go-to for like the casual everyday jeans. And there was a style called boyfriend jeans, which basically meant they were a little bit baggy, but they had pockets.
Right, okay, yeah.
More pockets.
Nice.
I suppose usable pockets.
Yeah.
And she was like, I love the way that was just like, oh, you're wearing your boyfriend's jeans because they're fucking practical.
That is excruciating.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Anyway, what a way to end a show. Fish, thank you so much for joining us today and yesterday. No, Monday. Thanks for all of it.
Yeah, I was, you know, in one mood on one Monday, but I'm a different mood today.
Exactly. It's nearly the weekend, Vish.
Yeah.
Let's get drunk. We'll be back on Monday with the Luke and Pete show. I don't think I'm going to be at the zoo, so I think Luke is going to have to be working with someone else again.
Get a capybara in.
Get a capybara in. Lovely. We'll see you soon. Thanks, Vish.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hold up. Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.